Bernstein and Holmes Show presents the Ken Mastrolli Award, a recognition of excellence by a Chicago Bears player who absolutely killed it in a preseason game.
Are you the best ever?
Yeah, you see that.
The Ken Mastrolli Award for the Bears preseason matchup against the Texans is Colin Johnson.
Wide open for a touchdown, it's Colin Johnson. What a catch!
I agree,
but what a catch by Colin Johnson. Third down and four. End zone, why not? How about some more? Number 80, Colin Johnson, and Liev, get ready to say his name into the microphone.
Congratulations!
Let's talk to the guy who had himself a game last night. Why not? Colin Johnson, Bears wide receiver, who is on Twitter at call_in_Johnson, 6'6", 222 out of Texas. And he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Colin, nice game, man.
I really appreciate it. It's good to be on with you guys, and I can't wait to talk more about it.
Yeah, so, okay, let's start with the non-touchdown stuff. What did you think of the kickoff rule?
I was excited about it, but you never know until you get a game day rep at it. So Coach HT, our special teams coordinator, does a great job in practice, and I noticed the timing is different. It's so much faster than the old kickoff rule. But me going out there and being able to get that first tackle really got some of those jitters out and gave my confidence a boost. But I really like the new rule. I think it's going to bring a lot of opportunity for returners to make plays and guys to also add value, and maybe earn roster spots off the ability to make tackles and stuff like that. But I think it's super cool.
How hard was it to fight the urge, because you've been playing football your whole life and the kickoff part of it, the guys are on the move. So how much have you had to like kind of steel your mind to make sure that you're not moving until you're supposed to move?
Honestly, I didn't really have an issue with it because I was been so mentally locked in. We do so many walkthroughs, so many practices that it got to the point where it's almost second nature for me now, which is crazy. But, you know, each rep I get, whether it's a mental rep in the film room or on the practice field, I try to hardwire my mind to the new rule. So I didn't really have an issue with it. But I think at first, you know, you saw a couple people jump, last game or last night. So I think it'll take a minute before everyone gets used to it. But, yeah, not really an issue for me, honestly.
How have you and Brett Rypien developed any kind of chemistry on the practice field? Because it sure looked comfortable with him able to find you easily.
Yeah, I kind of joked about it during the press conference because someone mentioned like we had one go route catch throughout the duration of our first 10 practices, and all of a sudden we get in the game and we look like we practiced that 100 times. But I could attribute the success to obviously that one catch and then us talking about it. But more importantly, I think the connection we've kind of built off the field. You know, Brett's a great guy. We eat the same breakfast every morning, which is interesting. We have oatmeal with two pieces of bacon, you know, for the protein. And we put some pecans on there, cranberry, stuff like that. So we've talked about stuff like that. And we just have just deep conversations about life, personal life, as well as football. So I think the chemistry that people saw last night was a little bit of both on the field and off the field.
What's that wide receiver room like?
I think it's awesome. This is probably the coolest receiver room I've ever got to be a part of, with all due respect to the other rooms I've been in. But, you know, not every day you get to work with someone like Keenan Allen, who's done what he has done in the league at such a high level, so consistently for a long time, as well as DJ Moore. Shout out to him for the new contract. Every penny's deserved. I see the way he works every day. And just those guys particularly, but the whole receiver room, it's just such an honor to learn from them and just kind of get tips and tricks here and there that you could apply to your game. I think it's very cool.
When people talk about Keenan Allen, they often talk about his ability to figure out while in a route what a defense is doing and then adjust off of that. Have you seen that in practice, and why is he so good at it?
That's a absolutely. I see it every day in practice, in the film room. I see him in the film room kind of moving around as if he's releasing a little bit. Like, I could see his brain processing the film and his body physically moving a little bit in his chair, going through the rep mentally in the film room. And I know it's a huge part of the game is just the mental side of it, because you are limited a certain amount of reps in practice. You know, it's a physical game we play, and we can't get infinite reps, but you could basically get infinite reps of mental reps in the film room. So just him having the creativity kind of in the film room, I know that's a huge asset and a huge reason why it transfers to the field, because you could really tell he loves the game and he loves the craft of receiver.
What an insightful observation. Like, if we're going to end up making a reporter out of you if you at some point after football, because that's a really interesting and evocative image to see him sort of moving his body. It's like a bowler that releases the ball. You're kind of just trying to get it to go where you want it to go. That's really cool stuff. Now, when you practice, how have the reps been divided up? Is there enough to get you like into a practice other than just sort of the individual drills? Is everybody rotating in a little bit up a level every once in a while?
I feel I've got adequate reps for sure. You know, do you get as many as you would like? I don't think anyone does, because we always want more opportunities to show what we can do. But the reps I have been given, I feel very confident in me going out there and just, you know, showing the coaches and showing my teammates that they can count on me. And I know the offense, they can make plays, the confinement within the offense and stuff like that. So I felt like I was able to get plenty of reps from these 10 practices. And then obviously I'm a strong believer in you practice how you play. And, you know, I'm grateful that it, transferred to the game.
Talking with one of last night's breakout Bears wide receiver Colin Johnson on the Bernstein and Holmes show. Could you compare and contrast this offense with the one you ran here last year?
I really like how Shane marries the run and the pass game. I feel like our play action game here is very, very efficient, I should say. We saw our run game last night, and also our pass game, just marrying the two and making the play action passes look as similar to an organic run as possible. I really like how Shane's been doing that. It's been coming together nice in practice, and hopefully will continue to come together in the games.
What's been your impression of playing with Caleb Williams?
The dude is a freak of nature, honestly. The way he could throw the ball, he's like a walking highlight tape. So I'm honestly, at this point, I'm not surprised when he makes crazy throws in practice, because I see it day in and day out. But he's honestly such a good quarterback and a really good leader as well.
For a Texas guy to say that about an Oklahoma guy, I don't know, Colin. Wow, he must be great.
I view him as a USC guy. You know, I kind of look over the Oklahoma part of
good
it.
Answer.
You know, we'll look over that.
Good answer. Very diplomatic of you. About 2 years ago, in August 24th of 2022, you tore your Achilles, and you're back full strength, full speed, doing what you're doing. What has the journey been like? And regardless of what happens from here, what does it mean to you to have gotten back to this point?
It honestly, you know, means the world to me. I think I have a strong belief on life is not what happens to you. It's how you respond to what happens to you. And that's something that was very challenging for me mentally, physically, obviously, and spiritually testing my faith. But at the end of the day, I just took it one day at a time, trying to be the best I can be. Some days better than others, but coming out the other side of it, I honestly could say I feel like I'm better now than before. I feel stronger, faster, and more mentally tough than ever. But shout out to the trainers at the Giants. They helped me basically rehab my Achilles, Mike and Ronnie and those guys. I couldn't do it without them. And then obviously I'm super appreciative for the Bears for for bringing me in last year and giving me an opportunity. But I'll never forget, I got one target and one catch last year, but it was my first catch after my Achilles surgery. So that meant the world to me. And every day I'm just focused on building more and more and just continuing to push myself to be the best player I can be.
So how do you make this team?
My mindset is pretty simple. You know, over the years, I realized in this league, you'll drive yourself crazy worrying about stuff you can't control. And for me, I just think about what's everything I can control. And that's just, you know, my attitude and effort and my ability to know the offense and play special teams and not only play, but make plays, stuff like that. And at the end of the day, if I do everything in my power with those things I just mentioned, then I could live with the outcome. But I'm super confident in my ability. I know what I could bring to this team and help them win. I'm super hopeful that, you know, it works itself out.
What has your Hard Knocks experience been, if you've had a specific one so far?
Yeah, I think it's been interesting for sure, because there's cameras everywhere. It's like it's more rare to not have a camera in the room. You know, we have cameras in our meeting rooms, cameras at practice, cameras in walkthroughs, cameras in team meetings, you know. So it's super interesting, and I think it's just a super cool experience that I'm kind of just embracing. You know, I actually think Fox is going to come over and to my hotel room and follow me around a little bit later today. So I'll have more of an answer for you after that. But it's, so far, so good.
Okay. Good for you to get that shine and now have that opportunity to help tell part of your story, too. They showed the clip from the rookie night and Caleb giving his signing bonus to the room. What was your reaction when you heard the number?
I was like, man, I hope that rubs off on the rest of the team. You know, that's good luck right there. You know, good for him. I'm super happy for him. I know how hard it is to, you know, to make it to this level, and just it's just such a blessing. Each guy who gets the opportunity to play in the NFL is a blessing, let alone when you're the number one overall pick. You know, he did everything to earn that. So he earned every penny. And I'm looking forward to working with him day in and day out.
Colin, this was an absolute delight. Thank you for taking the time to do it. And congratulations, not just on a really good game, but on what sounds like as grown up a perspective from a young NFL player as we could possibly hear. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
That is Bears wide receiver Colin Johnson.
Exceptional.